The situation in California is neither localized nor temporary. One state-owned well near Sacramento recorded a 100-foot drop in the water table over 3 months in 2014, while many other wells simply dried up. It was no joke on April 1, 2015, when California Governor Jerry Brown, citing the ongoing water crisis, ordered mandatory water use reductions for the first time in the state's history. Brown ordered a 25% water reduction on the state's 400 local water supply agencies, which prompted some to recall that during a 1977 drought, a model ordinance was proposed that would penalize repeat water wasters with fines up to $300 or 30 days in jail or both. Richard Howitt, one of the authors of a University of California at Davis study of the water problem, described the state's water woes as a slow-moving train wreck. He added, "A well-managed basin is used like a reserve bank account. We're acting like the super-rich who have so much money they don't need to balance their checkbook." Water for the few. It's clear that water is becoming increasingly unavailable to ordinary people, while the world's water supply is rapidly coming under the control of multinational banks and multi-billionaires. "Water is the oil of the 21st century," declared Andrew Liveris, the chief executive of Dow, a chemical company. Megabanks such as Goldman Sachs, J.P. Morgan Chase, Citigroup, UBS, Deutsche Bank, Credit Suisse, Macquarie Bank, Barclays Bank, the Blackstone Group, Allianz, and HSBC Bank are reportedly consolidating control over water resources, even transcending national boundaries to partner with each other to buy up not only water rights and water treatment technologies, but also to privatize public water utilities and infrastructure. At the same time, governments are being pressured to pass laws limiting citizens' rights to water and self-sufficiency. Oregon resident Gary Harrington was arrested for collecting rainwater and snow on his rural property. Authorities accused him of constructing 3 illegal reservoirs on his 170-acre property. Harrington said although the reservoirs are stocked with largemouth bass, they serve as a contingent against wildfires. "It's totally committed to fire suppression," he explained to the media. Initially, the state allowed Harrington to collect water, but reversed its decision in 2003, citing a 1925 law stating the nearby city of Medford has rights to Big Butte Creek and its tributaries. Harrington argued that his water came only from rainfall and snowmelt. The disagreement evolved into a protracted court battle over property rights and government bullying. "When something is wrong, you just, as an American citizen, you have to put your foot down and say, this is wrong. You just can't take away any more of my rights, and from here on in, I'm going to fight it," explained Harrington. Nonetheless, he was found guilty. He surrendered himself in July 2014 to begin serving a 30-day jail sentence and was also fined $1,500.